This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here to talk on another challenge exit interview. It is our first solo challenge interview today, as we're going to be talking with Leo from The Amazing Race here today. And with me once again for our challenge exit interview, the co-host of the challenge wrap up, it's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. Oh my God. Very excited to talk to Leo. Very curious to see what he has to say. But yeah, down to one eliminator per week. Here we go.
Yeah, they switched it up and now we're down to individuals. And so I guess we know next week is going to be a women's elimination.
You would think so. You never know. They could mix it up again, but you would think it'll be a women's elimination next week coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really liked how TJ was still like, he's like, you know, the algorithm, it was perfect. Make no mistake. The algorithm is perfect, but we're going to stop doing it, though. But it's not because it's not perfect.
Yeah, TJ, he consulted with his scientists back there, went through the lab. He's like, you know what? We're done with this. It was too perfect. We have to move on.
Yeah. Well, we've already got a challenge recap for you with Brian and Allie back together this week after Brian had two guests on with him last week with Jenny and Kirsten visiting the challenge wrap up. But Brian and Allie back together. I listened already. Great job once again. And check that out in the challenge podcast feed. And of course, you could check out the video of our conversation with Leo on our YouTube channel up at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Hey, Leo, what's going on? You're here with Rob and Brian from RHAP. How you feeling, Leo?
What's up, guys? Good to see you guys. Thanks for having us. I feel good, man. I'm home, working hard. So life is good.
Is everything okay with the business? That it seemed like that at the time you were filming the challenge that there were a lot of issues. Did everything get resolved?
Rob, you know who I am, okay? And you know the mystery and the magic of all this edits, okay?
Yes, okay.
business is great. What happened was they took away my phone call. I'm supposed to get business phone calls and they took it away. So that was what the frustration was about. There's a walkie-talkie in that room that says, all right, time's up. You got 2 minutes left. And I was like, wait, no, I got extra 10 minutes left, right?
Like jail.
Yeah, pretty much. Agenda. So I got four bars and my girlfriend, was the liaison. Cause instead of having four different phone calls with my managers, right, to see how everything is going, they would tell her. So she was literally going down a list of, oh, this is good. This is happening. This happened. And then, all right, time's up. I'm like, wait, no, time's not up. I got 10 more minutes. That's what I was told. Like, no, not this week or something like that. And I was like, nah, then I'm out. Right. So I left the room. And then I talked with the powers that be. They said, no, that's a mistake. You're going to get it 3 days from now. All right, cool. I play ball. We go through the whole scenario. And then they asked me in the morning, oh, what's your, yeah, we're going to get you to talk to your manager, yada, yada. All right, got to go do everything. At night, when everyone's asleep, I was like, can I get that call now? Oh, no, that's going to be 3 days from now. I'm like, you just told me 3 days from now, 3 days ago. Like, enough playing games, man. I'm a businessman. Like, I didn't come here to fuck around, you know? And then that's when I was like, I'm out. I completely forgot I had a partner Alyssa stops and goes, oh shit, I got a partner. So then of course I'm not going to screw over it and I stayed. But yeah, it was all about politics and, you know, saying you're going to get this and not. Like, don't like lie, you know, contestants and people could lie, but like, you know, come on, you know, it's not rocket science, guys.
So Leo, I was a little. Well,
business is good and y'all got to come by and have some drinks. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Definitely. Leo, I was a little surprised to see you tossed in this because I thought you had a pretty decent relationship with Ben, like through Sarah, when you both had your big elimination win. Were you surprised that Ben and Angela tossed you into this elimination? Like, what went down there?
See, Brian, that's why I like you, because you set that up perfectly, because yes, I thought I had a great relationship with spineless Ben. Okay.
Oh,
yes. Put that on the record. Rob, people called security because they were scared to sleep by him. Okay. Mm-hmm. And yet he chooses to throw me, the one guy who had his back, right? Sat next to him all the time, right? We were like this. No one, he sat on the back of the bus, right? And I went and sat with him, right? They don't show this stuff. It's all good. But me, Sarah, Kayla, and Ben, we thought we were cool, right? Like, oh, like that, we got blindsided. He was heated up. He even punched a wall because he was so frustrated. He's like, oh, it's us four against everyone now, right? On when we and Sarah were blindsided. So then for him to go throw me in because he's scared of other people from Survivor, I don't want to say their names, it's wasting my breath, but he's scared of them. Like, come on, man. Like, we're singles now. Like, you could change the tides. It could be four against three now. You don't have to be Survivor strong. I get it. That's great. But it's unfair because Amazing Race only had two people at the time, you know? So we went in with three and only two at the end. So, you know, it sucks to be him because he actually didn't win that challenge either. Rob, Brian, call them. Get the footage. Mark my words. I won. 100%. I was running.
Ooh.
Okay.
Got a conspiracy theory.
All right. Leo.
No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. So many people, right? I won't say who. They're like after that. Like they told me I won. Mm-hmm. Right. But then, you know, storylines and a bunch of other stuff. Go ahead. You're a survivor. Ask Sarah. I know. See her.
All right. Let me text her and see what the deal is. Okay. So speaking of Sarah, do you think that Sarah could have beat Enzo in the hall brawl?
See, I love Sarah. Like, you know, she came to compete, and unfortunately, she didn't get chances to showcase her competing, right? So it was a wild thought for her to go up against Enzo. But being a hall brawl, no, like, she wouldn't have won. Like, at that point, it's straight physics, you know? Like, MMA has different weight classes for a reason, right? Yeah. Enzo had 60 pounds on me. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, I'm out. Like, you know, it's impossible. Of course you have strategy, go low, go for his legs. I know, like, I'm not dumb. I got game plans on top of game plans when I go into the arena. But at that point, the runway is so short. So by the time you take two steps, you guys are already collided. So you can't really go any lower. Any lower you go, like, you had a bicycle helmet. It's not like you had a football helmet. Like, you're going to, you know, like hurt yourself big time. So, you know, no one would have done good unless they were in the same weight class.
It was interesting, Leo. Like, there was this perception of you that a lot of the girls didn't want to risk being paired with you. But, you know, you won two eliminations, you won a daily, you maybe won a second daily. Why couldn't you shake this reputation that people had of you, that, like, they're underestimating you? Like, what was going wrong for you in the house?
You see, the thing is, when producers, they have a storyline with you, right? They go with it, right? So it became, oh, no one wants to partner up with Leo. So they'll ask you about that. Oh, do you want to be part of Leo? Do you want this? You know, so they'll feed them these lines. And with me and the cats, I love cats. Yes, I have two cats, but I'm not obsessed. Like, I don't got a tattoo of my cat on my chest, okay? So
yeah,
all is good.
Did you get a third cat?
Not yet.
Okay. Will it still be named Alyssa?
Potentially, but the fifth one might be Rob. I don't know.
Okay, but is the fourth one, the fourth one is still Angela?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I think we're moving up.
So yeah, you're number four now.
Nice.
But they sort of portray you as, I'm not competing. Because Rob, I don't know, Brian, if you've seen me, but on Amazing Race, I have a good time, man. That's all my life, right? I'm good energy. I just love to live, love to laugh, love to love, you know? Like, on the race, we became so popular because we're going around the world. And instead of straight being competing, we'll stop, take in the views, talk with the locals, right? Pick up the kids, right? Same mindset. I'm not doing it intentionally. That's just my natural habit. So on the show, okay, I'm going to crack a joke while I'm swimming. I might say something funny, right? I may say something funny if I see a cat question. So because of that, they thought, oh, I'm not serious enough. But then everyone's wrong because, you know, when I need to be serious, if I'm swimming, and my mouth isn't doing anything, I could say some jokes, right? The camera's above me. Okay, go crack a joke. But if I'm with Sarah in elimination, I got to talk to her, so I'm not cracking jokes, right? So when I need to be serious and my mouth needs to be shut, it is. And I proved myself because I took you saw those eliminations. They were intense, right? And even the one with Sarah, everyone was shocked. They thought that would take 30 minutes. Dude, it took us like 5 minutes. And yeah. they kept reusing the same clip to make it seem like it was longer. But yeah, I'm there to compete, man. I'm serious. They can say what they want. Doesn't hurt me.
Leo, did you get any advice from Jamal before you went to go back on the go back out on the challenge?
Yeah, definitely, man. He gave me a call. He wished me luck. And, you know, he definitely said, you know, be yourself. Be exactly how you are. Don't change for anybody. And that's what I did. You know, I didn't conform. The one thing that sucked when I wish he was there is because we only had three amazing racers, man. You know, I would have taken you, Rob. Like, you would have been an honorary amazing racer, bro.
Okay.
Like, or would you have gone with Survivor Strong, Rob?
I mean, I'd be kind of like a traitor and not be Survivor Strong. I mean, but I would work. I'd work with the amazing racers.
All right, cool. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Did you feel, Leo, you made any other strong connections from other shows outside of what you may have formed with Tyson and Ben? Did you feel like you were getting in anywhere with Big Brother or Love Island? And was there anything that you felt like you were making inroads with?
You know, it's funny you say that because you think you are while you're there. But then when you see this, you're like, oh, I made no fucking moves, you know? No, I thought I was close with Sarah and Ben. I thought I was close with Desi, you know, and a few others. But, you know, it's so quick how everything goes, and they really can't really don't know, because you're saying you're talking and making friends with this, but so was everyone else. You know, like I'm seeing conversation I had no idea happened. You know, and that's what happens when you're living in a compound. You know, you're sleeping, they're talking, this and that, and this and that. But I think I did well.
All right. Well, Leo, I know you got to run. Thank you for making some time to talk with us. Happy to hear everything is going well with the business. And hopefully we can talk to you again soon. Okay, Leo?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Rob.
Yes.
Wait, 1 second. I want to say this too, because, you know, I love you guys. At the end, I didn't, the medics told me not to go out. Okay. Mm. I was waiting for an ambulance. Right. I went to the hospital because I had a concussion. So I would have gone and shook in TJ's hands, but that's what made me not go in. And that clip that I didn't do my exit interviews. And that clip you saw at the end was from when me and Sarah were blindsided. Okay. So I wasn't leave on good terms, but
okay.
Magic of TV.
All right. Well, you're leaving us on great terms, Leo. Great terms. Okay. talk to you soon. Bye.
Love you guys. See ya.
Okay. Peace. All right. Take care. Can't wait for those drinks, Leo.
Yeah. I saw you once and never again.
I know. I saw you in you were coming out of a limo, I think. I remember the time I saw you. Yeah.
Love to have you guys. And hey, shoot me a message. I'd love to talk to more.
Okay, Leo. All right. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, Brian, there you have it. There's Leo. And now, I mean, Leo basically like shattering the illusion that he says that like, he doesn't even care that much about cats. Are you going to tell me next that like Danny doesn't talk about Kiki all the time?
What is there to believe anymore? We can't. Leo and cats. What else is there in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Leo also saying that he should have won the daily.
Yeah, get on a little, you know, little tinfoil hat, mm-hmm. you know, talk to Sarah, we'll talk to the people around there. I don't know how Sarah would know. I don't know if she had a stopwatch on her during the daily, but
she was counting in her head. Yeah,
I guess so.
Oh, my God. All right. So and interesting to do these interviews now with just one person.
Yeah, you know, we warned you, Rob, before the season. Things are going to switch it up on you. And here we are down from two eliminators down to one.
Yeah, I wasn't forward. Expecting that. And I feel like how many people make the final then?
Could be anything. I'm going to guess probably 8 to 10.
Either 8 to 10 people make the final.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Usually about that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is getting crazy on the challenge. Okay. All right. So be sure to check out Brian and Allie. The recap is already up. So check that out over on robinswebsite.com/challengefeed. Brian, anything else going on?
No, that's it.
All right.
Plugging away.
All right. So, Brian, thank you for joining us here again. And we'll be back with Big Brother Double Eviction tonight coming up on Thursday and much more. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.